of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
His name means to tarry. Tarry means to kind of stick around, not have any forward motion or progress, to tarry, tarrying around. In verse 31 of Genesis 11, and Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. The backdrop of this portion of scripture is that before Abram received the call to go out, to go away from his kindred into a land that God would show him, his father had received it, Terah. But the incident that happened earlier, you'll find this in the book of Jasher. Jasher really kind of gives you the whole story of what happened with Abraham and with Haran, his brother. Haran died or was killed at an early age. And it's still the same today, but back then it had so much more meaning and was so much more hurtful. And so when Terah got the call, he got the family together and headed out toward Canaan, but he stopped in the land where Haran, his tribe was, where Haran was. Can you kind of see the sentiment there? He went there. But the word of God says, and Terah was 205 years old, but Terah didn't get past Haran. So it was something there that was so deep in him that it had him so remorseful that he forfeited going in because of the hurt. He forfeited his prophetic journey. I tell you, see, that's why you gotta know and have identity and keep the promise before you. Remind yourself. Amen. If possible, daily, but keep the promise before you, because the Gergesites are there to try to get to do anything they can to get you to turn back, to turn away, to say this is too hard. If you can't move forward fast, slow down. Amen. So if you were moving at 90 yesterday, but today you're moving at 30, we'll move at 30. Amen. And if it slows down, you run out of gas, just stay there. Be still. Know that he's the Lord. Don't turn back. Amen. 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 They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yes. This Gergesite spirit, which is a demon, is set squatting in your land to try to turn you back. Anybody that knows anything about conquering and establishing kingdom and going into possessor, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. They're there. Tell somebody, but God. See, he's given us the promise. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of any word can pass away. All the promises of God are yes and amen. That's why we got to shut down some of these ites, the media nights. Shut them down. Listen to what God is saying. Amen. Keep yourself encouraged. Keep yourself built up in the Lord, because in that promised land are these Gergesites. And Terah forfeited his prophetic journey. Abraham picked up the baton. His father was called first. But Abram went in and became the father of our faith. So that tells us quite a bit about what's in the land. When you cross over, there's no turning back. Tell somebody, refuse. Don't budge. Don't budge. And guess what? Then the devil will flee from you. When we resist him, when we stand toe to toe, he knows he can't stand toe to toe with you. But he will try to overwhelm you with circumstances and cares of this life and all the ice that we've looked at so far, intimidation, fear. They said no for the third time. So what? We've already read the history and the biography of Abraham Lincoln. How many times he failed, nervous breakdown, lost his wife, all kind of stuff. And then after all these years, he became president. Amen. See, it's your land. Tell somebody, it's my land.
It's my land.
God gave it to me. You are the rightful heir, not the Girgashites. Amen. Amen. I said, not the Girgashites. They are not the rightful heir. It is your inheritance. They are the squatters. They are illegal on your land. That spirit is trying to turn you back is illegal. You hear me say it a lot of times. You say it too. The devil is a liar. The minute you push and claim what belongs to you, they have to give way. You know why? Because it's legally yours. They try everything to try to convince you that it's not yours, but you got the promise. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Amen? Remember, there's seven of them there. Greater and mightier. But the greater one is on the inside of you. Another, I think, good example here is Lot's wife. In Genesis 19, in verse 26, when the angels came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of Abraham's interaction with the Lord and his intercession, Lot and his family were spared. But there was something on the inside of Lot's wife that, with the command of the angels, don't look back. Whatever you do, don't look back. There was something that caused her to pause and look back. And so we see here in Genesis 19 and verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now remember, these Girgashites are demons. I've shared a dream with you. I'll share it again. Being in this forest and could see the trail, and way down at the end of the trail there was a light, and people were reaching the end of that trail and going up in the light. And I was following the trail, but I heard a voice say, hey, look over here. Look over here. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't look. Don't look over there. And I didn't. He said, just follow the trail. So I said, follow the trail. When I got to where the light was and about to step inside, he said, now you can look. I turned around and looked, and there was a devil, probably the devil. He was bigger than the trees. And boy, if you could see the anger on his face. And he jumped up. And then he ran back into the woods. But he was trying to distract, trying to get myself, like yourself, to turn back or to be distracted with something. Okay, this is important. Legacy, kingdom is dependent upon this. As it is in heaven, so on the earth depends upon this. It's not something we have choices. It's like angels. Angels don't respond to suggestions. They respond to commands. Think about it a moment. Think about it. They respond to commands. They're an army. They're not civilian. They don't, you suggest something. No, do you mean it? The devil don't even respond to your suggestions. Mr. Devil, I suggest you get out of here. Well, I suggest you make me. when you put your foot down, okay, I'm out. The minute you push and claim what belongs to you, they have to give way. Why? Because it's yours legally. God has given it to us. I've given you the land. It's yours by promise. Yet there are seven that are squatting there, but I'm going before you. As we said before, God fights 7/8 of this battle. He sends the wasps, the hornets, the hailstones. He'll destroy most of the enemy. And then you come up and, all you got to do is get your little sling out. Hit somebody with a bat. God is already. But see, it's us that have to initiate something. We're responsible for the Kronos. You remember? The Kronos is the Monday through Sunday. It's the humdrum stuff. It's the practice. It ain't the game. It's the going through the motions. It's, but our heart and our mind has to be right. Our heart has to be in it. The woman with the unjust judge. Three words there. Kronos, Kairos, and the word continual. If you read that in Luke 18, you'll see three major words. Kronos was her or our responsibility. Tell somebody, I got to keep coming. I tell people all the time, when they first get born again or when they first show up at church and they're not quite there, but they're excited, I say, hey, just keep coming. I don't have a quick fix, but keep coming, because that word will do a work on you and in you. You stay in this environment, you can't stay the same. It's the word that will change us. So Kronos is our responsibility. Just because one person said no don't mean that it means no. If God gave you a promise, 1,000 folks can say no. But that 1,000 and first person is going to say yeah, and it's going to make up for all 1,000 that said no. Hello? It doesn't matter. If God said yes, I don't care what is there or what's happening, God will make this thing right. It won't always be easy, but the yoke is easy. The burden is light. You don't worry. If God watches the sparrow, not one of them falls to the ground anywhere in the rainforest in South America. Not one bird, not one worm, not one caterpillar, not one insect. Have you ever thought about how many ants are on the earth? Google it. It's a bunch of them. But not one of them, not one, is not without God's, not a sparrow fall. So how much more, if we're in his image, we're his chosen, we're his bride.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.